This may sound stupid to you, but it's hot.
It's hot.
Off the wire with
Brittany. Bitch.
It's Brittany. Here's your hot off the wire. Media takeouts reporting that Ciara went into labor yesterday. So considering the source, I'm guessing she actually didn't. Instagram beef. Cameron posted a picture a few days ago of Nick Cannon's cheetah print hair with the caption, "Black people meeting tomorrow discussing removing Nick Cannon." Well, Nick Cannon finally shot back with a picture of Cam in his pink outfits. Then Cam replied with a picture of him and Mariah Carey and some birthday gifts she got him. Shots fired. Michael Jackson's baby mama, Debbie Rowe, claims he once told her his brothers were talentless. Well, Jermaine Jackson told TMZ if it wasn't for the Jackson 5, there would be no Michael Jackson. 50 Cent talked about Tony Yayo. He thought their relationship would be like Jay-Z and Kanye, but he says Yayo didn't want to work hard to be successful. Maybe that's why he's not successful. I guess Beyonce's daddy doesn't want his love child on the streets. He has a new book titled 10 Traits of Successful People. In happy news, Oprah interviewed Pharrell for Oprah Prime. He cried tears of joy saying, "I love what I do and I appreciate the fact that people have believed in me for so long." That's so cute. In ratchet reality news, the highly anticipated Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion is around the corner and details keep leaking. Kenya brought props again. We saw it on the preview. She had a megaphone and a scepter. Well, Radar Online says that she also brought sex toys to taunt Portia about Cordell's sexuality. She also got into it with Phaedra, who said she couldn't find a husband. She replied, "I don't have to look far because someone's husband strays." I can't wait to see that. Meanwhile, Ayanla's gonna fix the life of Love & Hip Hop New York's Saigon and Erica Jean. Love & Hip Hop Atlanta premieres Monday, May 5th, but I know y'all are nasty and already looked at that trailer from Mimi and Nico's sex tape. Well, Stevie J's other boo, Jocelyn, wasn't a fan. She called Mimi a boring 45-year-old and called it granny porn. And side note, another Nico Smith, the American Idol finalist, wants people to stop thinking that it's him. Good news for my Philly folks, Jay-Z's Budweiser Made in America Festival won't be moving to LA. It will stay in Philly. I'm glad to hear that. I'm Britt. That's your hot off the wire. Feel free to tell me what I missed and tweet me at 2PrettyBritty and at Russ Parr Show. And for more stories, go to the RussParrMorningShow.com.